What a season the Wolverines from University of Michigan have had. For that matter, what a season the Spartans of MSU have had. But right now it's back to Michigan, maize and blue. And I speak to a fellow alum of that great school, University of Michigan, and really for the first time a part of an all-Michigan broadcast team with his partner, Dan Dierdorf. Jimmy Brandstetter is on the other end of our line just ahead of this huge and important Big Ten championship game. I got to tell you, Jimmy, you couldn't have picked a better year to do your retirement round.
I know. It's kind of an amazing deal. If I'd have known it was going to be like this every time I retired, I'd retire every year for the last 20.
We'd pay you to retire every year.
Yeah, I know. This is special. And how about Courtney? It's like kicking and screaming to drag that Go Blue out of him.
I know. I can't believe it. He used to be such a Michigan fan, and he's gone to the other side. I always root for Michigan State when they're not playing Michigan. So I don't know why that's so hard for him, but I note that you caught that, Jim Brandstetter. And I don't think we'd have trouble with Sean Beligian. I think, Sean, you say Go Blue pretty easily, don't you?
I will wish them all the best, but I'll stop there. How's that? I hope they get the job done, but those two words I can't put together.
I'm surrounded by what are you talking about? That's, you'll stop there.
I hope they win. How's that? It's a long time coming, and I'm very happy for Brandy and Dan, but team.
Paul, you were talking to Izzo, and Izzo, of course, is a great, I got a great story about Izzo and Coach Schembechler, and I was at a charity event once with both of them, and they had both of them respected each other tremendously, but I'll never forget Bo talking to Tom, and I was overhearing the conversation, and he said, Tom, you know what your problem is? And Izzo says, what's that, coach? He says, you're a football coach who got stuck coaching basketball.
And, you know, Tom has pretty much said that. I mean, kiddingly, especially when all that new money came out for all the football coaches, he said, I knew I should have been coaching football. But he's done such a great job as a great coach and a great mentor, taking that job of coach well beyond just having them do a good job on the court. He's helped these kids do a good job in life.
And that's the whole key to Tom Izzo. He's a great representative of the profession, first of all, as an educator, as a coach, as a leader, as a mentor, as you said. So I'm telling you what, Tom Izzo is at the top of the list in regards to that. And we're lucky to have him in the state of Michigan. He's done a great job at Michigan State.
He really has. And now you've done a great job, and you're getting close to the end. What do you think about this tomorrow night's 8 o'clock game?
Well, it's going to be a great football game, and Iowa's a really good football team. I mean, everybody's talking two touchdowns, and Coach Izzo, I know, mentioned that. Hey, this Iowa team was number two in the country at one point. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. They're a solid football team that does not beat themselves. So you got to win when you play Iowa. And one stat I'll give you, 22 interceptions this team has.
Wow.
So Michigan must not turn the ball over, play their game, not turn it over, play defense, force Iowa, in my opinion, into a passing game because they're not as comfortable with that. And I think if they do that, they've got a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to be nervous every time we pass, every time.
I don't blame you. I mean, there's one stat. In their two losses, they're minus six in the turnover ratio. In their 10 wins, they're plus 19. Mm. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how they get it done, I don't think any other stat does.
Would you ask Robbie to invite me over to your house?
You ask her. She's right next to me.
Hi, Robbie. God bless you. Listen, Robbie, I'm just asking that you invite me over next season for the first game that you end up watching on television. And Jim's not doing the play-by-play. My bet is he'll do the play-by-play from his couch.
That is a very good bet.
Paul, are you sure you want to come over for that? Because you might be the recipient of a few forearm shivers in that one.
Hey, listen, I used to sit next to Bo Schembechler up in the box after he stopped coaching. Except, as
he
never stopped coaching. It was as if he were still on the field. Oh, man, that was something.
Beautiful thing. I remember going up before the game, and I'd sit there, and they were in warm-ups, And Bo would look at me and go, Jim, they're not ready to play.
Hey, real quick, I know as an alum, fellow alum, how proud you are that the team is going to have that little special logo during the game tomorrow, honoring these poor kids who lost their lives at Oxford High School. God bless them for that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
great idea.
Brings back a kind of a reminder of what's really important in life, and that we've got to take care of this school violence, period. And I think it's a great reminder to everyone out there that
absolutely.
We can't let this happen again.
Jim Brandstetter, have a great game. Go Blue. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Paul W., always a pleasure.
Thank you, Sean. Tough week. So many people hurting and in our prayers. The team, thank you. WJR Senior News Analyst Ann Thomas, Sean Belegian, Brian Morton, Mike Kim Smith, and you, our audience. Go Blue! Regards, Paul W. Smith.